Blog Talk Radio.
With this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say this needs to stop.
The phony scandals that have consumed so much attention here, all to come to naught. He's not focused on, you know, pretend scandals.
Some phony scandals that have captured the attention of many here in Washington. Fake scandals or things like that. We have to keep focused on the North Star here, the issues that the American people want us to be focused on.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. Now.
You feel that? You better hold on.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth. It is a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today is no exception. There's lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. There we are, officially headed out to sea and underway. Bosun makeshift colors. All right. I have been dreading having to talk about this wretched, this creature, Hillary Hitman Clinton. I've already vomited three times this morning, knowing that I had to talk about this thing. I don't even know what the hell I call it. I'd like to call it a human being, but I'm not so sure that it is. If you, the American people, have not learned, first of all, by Bill Clinton, you didn't learn by Barack Obama. You didn't learn by any of these other guys. You're never going to learn. Hillary Clinton cannot be the president of the United States. We're not that stupid. We have a lot of stupid people in this country, but overall, America is not that stupid. I hope to God we're not. Don't screw this up, America. You can't do this. You cannot do this to this country. If you have any amount of love and respect for this nation whatsoever, you will make goddamn sure you do not vote for this creep. So now we have Kathleen Willey again, still in the news. She was on the Kelly file, Megyn Kelly, the other night, or last night. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I caught up some stuff this morning. So we've got a few clips of her and that interview. It's rather telling. Now, you have to understand that this girl's had some neck surgeries, and she doesn't talk. You know, you can tell she's got, you know, something is, you know, it affects her voice. So just understand that. It's not to be, you know, discriminatory. It's just that she just had several surgeries and whatnot. It's affected the way she speaks. But that's all right. What she says is important. Don't listen to the way she says it. Listen to what she says. It is the content and what this woman is saying that is important. So let's get into it. Let's get into it right away. I mean, this just the sound of that word, Hillary, just makes you nauseous. But we got to cover this crap, and we got to get it over with. So let's start with cut number one. Go ahead and go.
Hillary Clinton is the war on women. And I think that she needs to be exposed for all of the terror campaigns that she has waged against the women who were in the wrong place at the wrong time with her husband. And it's been going on since before they got married. And
well, yeah, this is what Hillary Clinton has done. She did. She was single-handedly, and you're going to hear it in the next couple of clips. She was the one who got rid of all of these of women. It was her. It was Hillary Hitman Clinton. She was the one who was orchestrating all of the demonization of all these women that Bill Clinton decided, well, he wanted to have little fun with. Because he's a very powerful man. He feels that he can just grope women or whatever he wants, and women are just supposed to just, well, just kneel down and accept it and go along with it. Well, there's a lot of women that said no. Well, he didn't like that. Well, the scandals kept coming out and coming out. Well, they did a good job of getting rid of, keeping that under wraps. Of course, they've got the media. But Hillary Clinton was the one orchestrating all of this. She demonized all these women. Remember Flowers? Jennifer Flowers, you remember her? Oh, yeah, she was the creep. Monica Lewinsky, yeah. Look, I have no sympathy for Monica Lewinsky. The woman is a dummy. I'm sorry. But my good God almighty, if you can't see the stupidity in this girl, I don't know what to tell you. But Bill Clinton needs to have the majority of the responsible. She needs to be responsible for what she did, too. I'm sorry. She's playing with the President of the United States. She knew better. Well, so did Bill Clinton. But see, Bill Clinton doesn't get any of the blame. It's all Monica Lewinsky. Well, yeah, Monica Lewinsky needs to share some of the blame, too, but the most of it needs to come from Bill Clinton. He was the president. And he's playing hide the cigar with a 19-year-old intern? What the hell's the matter with him? In the Oval Office? Does this guy have any respect for that office at all? No, he didn't. Barack Obama has zero respect for the Oval Office. He doesn't even know where it is. He doesn't like going there. And when he does, it's there for a photo op with his feet on the desk. So let's go ahead. Let's listen to cut number two, and then we got one more, and then we've got a lot to do today. And I'm still sick. I still haven't broke this. Whatever the hell this is. This has got to be the Clinton flu. As soon as you think you're over it, boom, it comes right back again with a vengeance. So anyway, cut number two.
She handles it. Instead of, she enables him to do it because she realizes the power that he has, and she wants to ride on his coattails like she's done all along. And the easiest way for her to handle the scandals is to ruin the women who just happen to be cross paths with him.
Exactly. Hillary Clinton would be nowhere without her husband. And she knows that. That's why she did everything that she could to cover up those scandals, all those women scandals, all the groping and all the sexual harassment charges and all of this, rape. Jennifer Flowers, I believe, an actual rape charge. I think it was her or someone else. Of course, it didn't go anywhere. The Democrats are pretty good at covering things up. Well, so are Republicans, but Republicans don't have the media on their side. The Democrats do. They can cover up anything, including murder. Yeah, that's right. The M word, murder. But Hillary Clinton would have gotten nowhere if it wasn't for her husband, and she knows that. That's why she had to make sure that there was nothing linking anything to Bill Clinton. Of course, there's just all kinds of it, but the media didn't care. And they told you, well, it's not that big of a deal. And so you believe it. I don't know how people can honestly sit there and watch television and believe everything that they're told. How you can allow a box dictate how you think what you say, how you feel. I don't know how to do that. I don't get influenced by the television. I don't get it. People don't influence me. I'm really not influenced by other people. I listen to what they say. If I like what they say, if it turns out to be true, okay, I accept it as fact. But I'm not going to get all gobbledygook over these people. First of all, they're politicians. They should not be trusted, period. And if you're going to put all your faith and trust into one person, especially a politician, well, that really says more about you than it says about anything else. But this woman, this Hillary Clinton, she needs her husband. That's the only reason why she didn't divorce him with all of these scandals. Because Hillary Clinton, she's an empty pantsuit. What does she have? What accomplishment has this woman, what does she have? I can't think of one accomplishment that can be attributed to Hillary Clinton. I can't think of one. Nobody can, not even the media. But they can tell you that she's the smartest human being that ever lived. She's smarter than most men. She was the first woman to ever be born with a brain. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. And it's bigger than most men. That's right. Nobody's smarter than her, really? What? What makes her smart? She's got a law degree? There's a lot of people with law degrees. That doesn't make that you're so much more intelligent. There is nothing on this woman that makes this woman that much intelligent. If she's anything, she's incompetent. What task has she ever completed with any kind of success? Was it her health care? Oh, yeah, that was a success, all right, wasn't it? We know she had a lot of tea parties when she was a first lady. But she single-handedly brought peace to Northern Ireland. That must have been some magical tea she was brewing up there. She hasn't done a damn thing. She's manufactured by the media. The media manufactured this creature. And you ask somebody who's a Hillary fan, and I have. I've always asked. Well, what has she accomplished? What has she done? What makes her smart? They can never answer the question. Nobody can, including the media. Not even her. She can't even tell you what she's done. She has no idea what she's done. She's got a name. That's it. She was given a name by the media. That's it. She's living off of her husband. She'll never be president. Oh, God, I hope not. I can't say never because I never thought that Barack Obama was going to win. And then to win twice. Let's get Miss Willie, cut number three. Go ahead, go.
Women, I think she needs to be exposed for the war that she's waged against people like me. I mean, she has choreographed every single investigation and every terror campaign against every single woman, practically, who she thinks might be a problem, and that's how she handled it. How can you be a champion of women's rights and turn around and do what she's done to women like me?
Exactly. How could she be a champion of anything? She's not. She's a manufactured name in the media. That's all she is. She is an empty pantsuit. She has nothing to offer. Nothing. Zero. What would she do? What has she done that has led anybody to believe that this woman is so intelligent? I can't think of anything. Was it the way she ran such a wonderful campaign? Let's see, she loses the first election. She throws a fit like a little brat and fires her campaign manager. It's her campaign manager's fault that nobody voted for her. Maybe it's your fault, Hillary, that nobody voted for you because nobody wants you. Well, the media now, they and the Democrats, they're really struggling right now. They're struggling with their popularity. They're struggling with their base. People are leaving the base. They're very dissatisfied. they're dissatisfied with, America is dissatisfied with government, period. And there's reasons for it. And if you don't know what those reasons are, and if you are not dissatisfied with your government, you are the problem. You're not part of the problem. You are the problem. And then we got that hideous Mika Dominski, is what I call her, Mika Brzezinski over there on that stupid Morning Joe. With Joe Scarborough, I mean, dude, don't try to convince us that you're Republican or conservative. I mean, you make me want to puke. I mean, this guy is just, well, he's just a jack wagon like the rest of them. All these pseudo-conservatives. And what does that even mean, anyway? Well, I'm conservative. No, you're not. To me, conservatism, I don't know. I don't really fall into any kind of ism or party of any kind. I just want our government just to simply follow the Constitution. I don't think that's asking very much. That certainly isn't extreme. I'm sorry. If demanding your government follow its founding document is extreme, that's a problem. That's an issue. That's an issue that needs to be addressed immediately. It needs to be fixed. So now, this dum-dum, Mika Dominski, she's got to get herself all moist and sticky over this argument. She's just madly in love with Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's nobody better on planet Earth than Hillary Clinton to this stupid Mika. Which, I'm sorry, girl, you know, this is another thing. I was thinking about this. I mean, these so-called people on here, these talking heads, I mean, they're not stupid people. They act stupid. But they're really not stupid. Democrats just flat refuse to acknowledge the reality because they don't like the reality. Well, I don't like a lot of reality, too. There's a lot of reality I don't like. But I can't dismiss it and create my own reality. And then when someone calls me on it and says, no, that's not the reality, I got to blame them as being a hater and a misogynist and a homophobe and all this, you know, this and that and everything else. That's the problem with these people. They flat refuse to acknowledge the reality, the real reality. They want to live in their own little pseudo-reality world, their own little utopia. And if you call them on it, well, then you're a hater. You're ignorant. You hate. Why? Because I see the world the way it is and not the way I want it to be? I want the world to be a certain way, too. I want this country to start following our goddamn Constitution. But I can't just go out and say that our country's following the Constitution and expect people to believe it, because they're not. So if you want to change the reality, you have to work it. It's like your dream. If you've got a dream and you want that dream to come true, well, it's not going to come true just because you think it's going to come true and because you say it's going to come true. You got to work it. You got to roll up your sleeves. You got to get your hands dirty. This is what I'm doing. I'm fighting for freedom. I want our Constitution back. I want our government to follow it to the letter. And if they don't, I want them to be held accountable. If it means we got to impeach them, fine. I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, I'd like to start over. Fire every goddamn politician from the dog catcher all the way up to the president and start over. That will never happen. I understand that. I understand that there's a little thing called reality in the middle here. That will never happen. It's a nice dream, but it will never happen. So we have to work at this one step at a time. We start November 14. That's one big step. There's at least 28 Republicans that need to lose their job. At least 28. And if you're a Democrat and you're open for office or you're up for re-election, you definitely need to lose your job. You voted for health care. You don't deserve to be in office anymore. You took away all of the country's health care. You raised the rates. The economy, the quality of life in this country has dropped dramatically, and it's continuing to drop dramatically, by the minute. And now they're doubling down on more of it. They don't have enough poor people in this country, so they got to create more. There's not enough cities like Detroit that are in ruins. We need more of them. This is their goal. This is what they call progressivism. Well, if going back to the caveman days is progressivism, I don't want to progress. I want to degress. I want to go back to where we had freedom. We had an intelligent population in this country that held our leaders to a higher standard than what we're holding them to now. We need to have a responsible media. I know, it sounds like a broken record. It's, you know, whining and sniveling, complaining about the media, but it's true. We do not have a legitimate, responsible media. They're just propaganda machine. That's all it is. It's just one big, giant propaganda machine for the Democratic Party. And if you notice, that machine is starting to, starting to break down. There's a lot of people that have woken up. More and more are waking up every day, but we need more. We don't have enough. So Mika Dominski, she's got to run her fat yap. She's got to get involved. And, of course, it's all misogynists. It's all the Republicans. Listen to this dingbat. I only got one clip. I could have gone with more, but this woman, she's just a horrid creature. She's right up there in the Hillary Clinton status and Nancy Pelosi status. Once you get to that point, you can't get any higher. Well, she's up there. Go ahead and get this dingbat over with.
He beat any Republican I can think of.
Any Republican who is bringing this up and dredging this up is a misogynistic, sexist hypocrite.
Shut up.
If Bill Clinton can win again with all these problems, and Hillary Clinton they can bring down because of this, and they think they can even go after it, they are clueless, and they are complete sexists.
Clueless? Clueless, Mika. Really? Clueless. Who do you think orchestrated all that demonization of all of Clinton's, Bill Clinton's women? Huh? And you're going to sit here and call us clueless? You are clueless, Mika Brzezinski. Jesus, God Almighty. See, again, if they don't listen, they don't pay attention, but yet they respond. You can never have an intelligent conversation with a liberal. It is impossible. They don't listen to what is being told to them. The only thing they're concerned with is what their response is going to be. And what that response is going to be is a memo that they got, either by an email or hard copy. And those are the talking points of the day. And could we please get rid of that goddamn misogyny word, strike it completely out of the English language, for Christ's sakes? First of all, learn what the hell that word means, Mika Brzezinski, so you can use it in a proper context. You're an idiot. You're a goddamned idiot. It's people like you, Mika Brzezinski. It's people like you is why this country's in the mess that we're in today, because of people like you. And people that follow people like you, people who listen to people like you. You were not paying attention, Ms. Brzezinski. You do not have all the information it takes to have an intelligent conversation on this issue. Jesus, God Almighty, pay attention, will you? Hillary Clinton is the one who orchestrated all of these demonizations of all of Bill Clinton's women. How is that clueless? Huh? And then she goes on and she calls us, what did she say here? Little peanuts. I mean, what the hell does that even mean? She calls the Republicans little peanuts? I mean, what the hell does that mean? Little peanuts? Like what you have for brains there, Mika Dominski? Is that what you mean by little peanuts? Is what you have for brains? Jesus, God Almighty, it's not sexist to call somebody out, whether she's a man or a woman. If they did something wrong, that's your responsibility to call them out on it. I mean, that Mika Brzezinski, I mean, I don't know. I mean, why is she even on television? Oh, that's right. She had a daddy who's very, very big in the Democratic Party. Otherwise, somebody that stupid would not get a job. That's the only way these people get jobs in the media on the left. They got very powerful fathers and brothers and cousins and wives and husbands. That's the only way they get a job. That's the only reason why Mika Brzezinski's even on television is because of her father. The only reason Hillary Clinton is even in the news still is because of her husband. And that's it. These people are empty. They got nothing. They're an empty bucket. Nothing. They have nothing to offer, nothing to bring to the table. So now let's get back into this, what Hillary Clinton has accomplished. Charles Krauthammer was on the Hugh Hewitt radio show. I kind of know who he is a little bit. I think I've listened to it once or twice. I'm not that familiar with it. I'm not a real big fan of Charles Krauthammer, but every once in a while he does hit one out of the park. So I've been trying to cover this for the last couple of days, and then we're talking about Hillary again, so let's just get this over with. And this, he actually brings up some pretty good points. So Charles Krauthammer declared that Hillary Clinton did not have one achievement in her 4 years as the Secretary of State. I can't think of anything. Let's see. What did he say? The U.S. antagonized Canada. What else? That's a very true. Let's see. There was something else that she did that was on here, and I lost my damn place. But as far as Secretary of State goes, I mean, I can't think of anything that she did. I mean, Iran's got nuclear weapons. Middle East blew up. The Benghazi. What did she do as Secretary of State? How can she even think that she can use her experience? I guess it's experience. She had the name Secretary of State, but she didn't do anything. But how can she use that as a qualification to run for president? And before that, oh, she was a senator. Ooh, a senator. And what did she do as a senator? A senator from New York. Which she was never in New York until she decided to run for senator of New York, like Bobby Kennedy did. Which, personally, I don't like that. I think if you're going to be a senator, you should have to reside in your state for at least 10 years. An actual resident. Not just buy a home and never stay there. You need to be an actual living, breathing resident of the state. If you're going to represent the state, you need to be a part of the state. You shouldn't be able to, well, move there in 6 months and then run for office and become – that's ridiculous. That's just absolutely ridiculous. So Hewitt goes on, well, that's very true. Let me finish up there on Hillary, he says. With these fiascos underway in Kiev, a massacre, and in Venezuela, which Venezuela's blowing up, Ukraine's blowing up. The arrest of the opposition leader, Leopoldo and Lopez. Hillary's policy trifecta is complete. She's lost South America. She's lost the Middle East. And she's lost Eastern Europe. Now, how does anyone recover from that and run for presidency? Well, Mr. Krauthammer says, by losing the Pacific Rim, then you get a straight flush. You get a royal flush. Well, yeah, that's true. Look, you know, he goes on to say, when people talk about Hillary being a superb Secretary of State, I just ask one question. Name me one thing, just one, not three, but just one thing that she's achieved in her 4 years as Secretary of State. That's right, nothing. But yet we still have to continue to talk about this. I'm not going to go on with this anymore because, I mean, Hillary Clinton just makes me sick. These people are just they're running for office just because of a name. Why would you vote for this Hillary Clinton? What do you think this woman – why would anybody vote for this woman? I mean, really, if you really get right down to it, why would anybody vote for anybody anymore? Well, this is our job. This is our responsibility as a citizen. We need to start putting much more quality people into office. And if that more quality person is you, again, you need to get off the couch, turn off the Kim Kardashian show, and put down the Cheetos and start running for office. You do not have to be a lawyer to be a member of Congress. You do not have to be a doctor. You do not have to be a professional. You do not have to be a businessman. You do not need to have a college education. All you need to do is understand the Constitution and why the Constitution is even a Constitution for this country. Why do we have this document? The other thing that you have to do is when a piece of legislation comes before you, you need to read it. And if it does not directly affect the entire country as a whole, the American people, in a positive way, then you don't vote for it. How difficult is it? I'm sorry, how difficult is that? Well, it's not. It's not difficult at all. If you can't make a decision without somebody dictating what that decision is going to be, if you can't make a decision, you have no business being in a position to make a decision. These people are into office for all the wrong reasons. They're not in the office to benefit the American people. They're in office to benefit themselves. Don't you people get tired of that? Am I the only one who's freaking fed up with this crap? I can't be. I can't be the only one who's fed up with this crap. I can't be. It's impossible. All right. Oh, God. We got... Oh, God. I mean, stuff just doesn't end. I've got a splitting headache this morning. I'm still sick. I can barely breathe. And now we got to deal with this. Newt Gingrich with a Twitter tat with John Kerry. Jesus Christ, I've already puked three times having to discuss Hillary Clinton, and now I'm going to have to puke again. Jesus Christ. What else we got in here? Stop funding green firms that benefit Chinese investors. Yeah. Feds in D.C. closed 25% of the time. I wish they'd be closed 100% of the time. We might get a lot done. Wisconsin National Guard's disgraceful photo causes a furor online. Did you see that? Anybody see that picture? First of all, why those sons of bitches are not in handcuffs right now and in a court martial, I don't know. That's not something that you do. That's not, you don't make light of that. I don't care if there was no actual body in that casket at all. Did you see that? They got all these, the National Guard, you know, they're the funeral corps. Well, I don't know if you've ever seen that, you know, that corps that they do, the military funeral corps. Well, that is, well, it used to be taken extremely serious. Like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. They still have guys there. During hurricanes, they've never left since it started. Never once. Not one time. They change the guard. They don't care. Hurricanes, snow, doesn't matter. And with the military funeral, you do not pose. First of all, you don't pose in front of a casket with the flag draped over. You don't do that. First of all, you don't pose that way. You're not supposed to take a picture, first of all, of that anyway. That's something that's sacred. And if you don't understand why it's sacred, all right, we'll get into that. My head is just pounding today. I thought maybe we'd have something, you know, to talk about that wouldn't make me sick, but nothing. There's nothing in here today. Everything that we're going to talk about today is going to make me sick. It's probably going to make you sick. Now we got cops out again. Wait till you hear this story. This dingbat broad cop knocks on the door to give, I guess he was going to give a, what do you call it? I can't think of the stupid name. But anyway, a summons or something, an arrest warrant. She was going to give him something. A 17-year-old kid opens a door, and he's got one of those Wii controllers in his hand. And she blows the 17-year-old kid away in the chest as immediately as he opened the door. Look, you cops, we want police, but we want responsible police. We want security, but we want responsible security. And if you can't tell the difference of what is a real threat and what is not a real threat, you can't tell the difference of what is an actual weapon and what is not a weapon, first of all, you have no business wearing a badge. And you most goddamn definitely have no business carrying a firearm. The least that should happen to this cop, it should be negligent homicide. And you need to spend years in prison, lady. Not months, not weeks, years. You need to learn your lesson. You can't go out and shoot people just because you have a goddamn badge. We can't shoot you, so why can you shoot us? If you do not understand, you cannot tell the difference between a real gun and a fake gun, a Wii controller for a goddamn computer game. You can't tell the difference between a computer game piece or a controller and a freaking firearm, a gun, a weapon. What are you doing? What are you doing as a police officer? I mean, don't they train police anymore to tell the difference between what is an electronic game controller and what is a real weapon? Do they not have that kind of training in cop school anymore? Is that what's going on? Evidently, they don't. Jesus Christ. Look, again, it's not the police force that I have a problem with. It's the police force. And there's far too much of this crap going on. I mean, this is a 17-year-old kid. He was already in ROTC. He was going to join the Marine Corps, be a Marine officer. And, of course, her being a cop, she'll get away with it. Former U.S. Congressman Melvin J. Reynolds arrested in Zimbabwe. Now, this guy's a creep. I don't know if you remember this dude. But something happened a long time ago. He was involved in porn, and he tried running for office again. He lost his seat. The guy's just a creep. He's a Democrat. Did you hear the Democrat media talk about this guy? No. Why? Because he's a Democrat. And when any time a Democrat gets in trouble, they're never called a Democrat. Oh, the politician. Oh, the congressman. Oh, the senator. But a Republican does anything. Oh, the Republican. The Tea Party Republican. They got to emphasize that. Yeah, we've got a responsible, intelligent media. Yeah, we do. Yeah. Oh, they're not biased. No, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, I didn't want to get into this, but we got to get into this. My head is just splitting now. Jesus Christ. The stupid Newt Gingrich, which, this guy, you want to talk about fraud. Mr. King, look at Mr. Gingrich. That's a fraud. Ted Cruz is not a fraud. You, Mr. King, is a fraud. Newt Gingrich is a fraud. So here, and of course, John Kerry, he's in a little Twitter tat. Which, enough with the Twitter tats already. You are grown men, for Christ's sakes. Stop acting like frickin' children. Jesus Christ, I would expect more from a goddamn high school student. Christ almighty. What is with this? These stupid social media tiffs. That's why the other day I didn't even really go back and forth, because I just can't get into a goddamn argument over a computer. I'm not going to sit there and argue with somebody. First of all, the people that you're arguing with have no concept of what the hell they're even talking about. If they understood what you said, there'd be no argument. But they don't understand because they don't listen. They don't read. They read like they hear. Just see whatever words they want to see. They only hear whatever words they want to hear. And then they assume and accuse the rest. And I'm supposed to entertain that? No, I don't waste my time with that. It's nonsensical. I just don't have enough in me to waste my goddamn time with that crap anymore. And these are grown men, for Christ's sakes, and little Twitter tats. I mean, grow up, for Christ's sakes. First of all, Newt Gingrich, just shut up and go away. Do the country a favor and just go away. Take your, fifth, sixth wife, whatever the hell it is, and you guys go off to some island somewhere and just shut up. So, evidently, Newt Gingrich was a little miffed at what John Kerry said when he was overseas about climate change is a weapon of mass destruction. No, the Democratic Party is a weapon of mass destruction. So Newt Gingrich, this is the same guy, now, mind you, which we're going to play this in a few minutes. This is the same guy that sat on a park bench with that just absolutely horrid, stupid, stupid woman, Nancy Pelosi. Sits on a park bench with this dummy and try to convince the American people that we need to get a hold of our leaders so we can fix climate change. First of all, you can't change the climate. I don't care what you do. You cannot change Mother Nature. Speaking of trying to change Mother Nature, I don't know if you've seen this on Facebook or in the news or whatever, but they've got people that are trying to raise their children gender neutral. And little boys, well, they're dressed like boys for half the day, and then they take them out and they give them dolls, and they practice. They're supposed to breastfeed these dolls, and they make the little boy wear skirts. So that way they grow up gender neutral. Well, I mean, look, if you don't understand the purpose and the reason for having two sexes, you shouldn't be having children. As far as I'm concerned, I kind of find that as child abuse myself. That's personally my personal opinion. They're your children. You do have the right to raise your children the way you want to raise them. If you want to raise them that way, I guess you have the right. I just feel sorry for this kid. This kid's gonna be a goddamn basket case when he gets older. He's gonna resent it. He's gonna be one of these kids that are, you know, I hate to say it, but I mean, when you pull crap like this and you try to, and they've had people where they've had little boys, but they didn't want a boy, so they wanted a girl, so they raised their boy as a girl, dress it up in girl clothes all day long. The kid's confused, has no idea. It's like, well, I don't feel like a girl. I feel like a boy. But not allowed to be. You got to be a girl. Got to raise the kids gender neutral. What does that mean, gender neutral? Look, I'm sorry, but every once in a while, you know, babies are born, you know, hermaphrodites. Okay, well, that's just, you know, Mother Nature just, you know, that's just the way it is. The egg got split and covered and did this and did that, and it just happens. It happens in the animal kingdom. It happens in the human kingdom. It's just nature. So you deal with it. You don't have to kill the child. You can still love the child. It's still a human being. But you can't force a boy to be a girl, and you can't force a girl to be a boy. Now, if they grow up and they want to be that way, well, that's, you know, they need to do that naturally on their own. You as a parent, you can't do that. Idiots. So anyway, getting back to Newt Gingrich and his little Twitter tat with John Kerry. So this is the first little Twitter tat that Newt Gingrich. He says, the most direct reaction to Kerry's global warming speech is to ask if he is completely out of touch with reality. Well, let me see something here. Let me see something here, Mr. Gingrich. Let's play this little clip here and use the audience. You tell me if Newt Gingrich is out of touch with reality.
Hi, I'm Nancy Pelosi, lifelong Democrat and Speaker of the House.
And I'm Newt Gingrich, lifelong Republican, and I used to be Speaker.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No, but we do agree our country must take action to address climate change.
We need cleaner forms of energy, and we need them fast.
If enough of us demand action from our leaders, we can spark the innovation we need.
Go to WeCanSolveIt.org. Together, we can do this.
Now, can you honestly tell me that Newt Gingrich is in touch with reality, sitting next to Nancy Pelosi? First of all, Nancy Pelosi, just her existence on Earth is a denial of reality. So then he goes on. Well, I haven't even read these yet, so I have no idea what the hell it is. I mean, first of all, I've never been a Newt Gingrich fan anyway. Never really was. Okay, fine. He did pretty good in those stupid debates. Okay, he can come up with a couple of zingers, but does that make him qualified to be president? No. Not when he does crap like this sitting on a park bench with Nancy Pelosi talking about climate change? And then has the audacity to blame John Kerry for talking about climate change as being out of touch with reality? Who the hell is out of touch with reality, Newt? If Kerry believes his global warming speech, it is a terrifying prospect for American policy. He is making policy in a fantasy world. So was that a fantasy world when you were sitting on that park bench with Nancy Pelosi, Newt? Huh? Was that a fantasy world? Does Kerry really believe global warming more dangerous than North Korea and Iranian nukes? More than Russian and Chinese nukes? Really? Well, how about you, Newt? How dangerous are you? The hell else goes on here? Every American who cares about national security must demand Kerry's resignation. A delusional Secretary of State is dangerous to our safety. Well, why didn't you say that with Hillary Clinton? Where were you on that, Newt? So does Newt Gingrich now, did he see the light, no longer believes in this goddamn cockamamie BS, this man-made global warming? I mean, does he not believe in that anymore? Well, if you study the science, it's obvious. There's no such thing as man-made global warming. You just can't do it. That's just arrogant to think that man can actually change the climate. First of all, the climate is constantly changing. If you study the science, it's constantly going from warm to cold to warm to cold. There's nothing we can do about it. It's done it gazillions of times. There are literally canyons carved through the landscape, big in the state of Washington, big, giant ice dams and glaciers that have frozen, then melted, and crashed through the landscape, then refroze again, then crash through the landscape, tearing up the land, creating these big, giant canyons. This was far before human beings were even on planet Earth. And it continued when human beings were on Earth. There were human beings during the last ice age. And there were human beings on planet Earth before the last ice age. They've been around for several thousands of years. Human beings are an old creature. So all these things, this climate change happened far before any combustion engine, before the oil, before the Tea Party. Again, dismissing the reality. And if you call these people on it, they want to live in their own reality. And when you call them on it and say, no, that's not the reality, here's the proof that it's not the real reality, well, then you're a hater. Jesus, God Almighty. All right, I got to get off of this. I can't. There's just nothing in here that is interesting today. Nothing going on. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just because I'm sick that it just none of this stuff is... I mean, I just don't want to talk about it. I'm just sick of it. But you have to talk about it. You have to get this crap out. We have to acknowledge this stuff. I know it sucks. I know it does. It does suck that we have to acknowledge a reality. But what happens if we don't? Look at everything that's happened in this country, and we flat refuse to acknowledge it. Do we have a Second Amendment anymore? Well, not really. That part where it says shall not be infringed? Well, I guess those are just words. They didn't really mean it. Shall not be infringed? You know, it depends on what your definition of infringed is. My definition of infringed means there is no law. You shouldn't even have to register your gun. Why do they want you to register your gun to begin with? Why do you think? Any idea why they want to register your gun? Why they want you to register your gun? Well, it's all the name of safety. That way, if somebody gets murdered, we can go back and trace it and find out who did it. Really? Since the overwhelming vast majority of the people that are murdered with guns are thereby, well, either untraceable guns or they're stolen guns. Not to mention, more people are killed with hammers and by the hand. So I guess we gotta tax hands now? We gotta register our hands as lethal weapons? Does that mean that we can't bring our hands in a school now? What do? We got to take them off? How do you take off your hand? Then how do you put it back on? I mean, this is the logic of the left. There is no logic. All they see, well, guns kill people. Well, so do hammers. So do hands. So does poison. So do cars. So does alcohol. So does drugs. So are knives. Knives kill many more people than guns. So I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Well, we don't have a problem with knives. Well, we need knives. We need guns, too. If you understand why the Second Amendment's in the Constitution, we need guns. The government has no business in your business, period. That's not the role. That's not the purpose of our government. That's not why our government was formed. Our government was formed for the complete antithesis of getting involved into the citizens' lives. That's the whole purpose why we went to war. Jesus, God Almighty. And then then you hear people from the right too. Well, we need to be more civil. We can't get upset. We need to have a civil conversation. Really? Well, let me ask you something there, Mr. Civil Conversation. If the Founding Fathers would have had that sentiment, we'd still be sending olive branches to England and bowing to the Queen. I'm sorry, but there are times where we need civility. Yes, I'm not going to argue. It should be civil. But civility can only work if it works. And if it doesn't, you got to turn up the heat. I know it sucks. Again, got to turn off the Kim Kardashian show and get your ass off the couch, throw away those Cheetos. If you're really that afraid to step on somebody's toes, to fight for what is yours, to keep what is yours, then you have no business, again, being in the conversation. What is that civility going to bring you, huh? Civility isn't bringing us anything. We tried civility. It didn't work. What ended up happening? We had to go to war. I'm not fighting for war. I'm not asking that we go to war. But what I'm saying is we got to definitely start turning up the heat. Because this so-called civility crap just isn't working. I don't know where people think that it is. They're trampling on us more and more and more and more and more. I'm sorry, but we're at a point now where we don't turn up the heat, well, we're going to freeze to death. Well, I'm not interested in freezing to death. We got to fight in every way possible. And if it means you're going to have to say a few things that are going to piss people off, then so be it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to step on somebody's toes. Don't be afraid of these people. Don't be a coward. Don't be afraid of these liberals. Don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid to don't let them bully you with their ignorance. You stand up to him. And if it means you got to cuss, fine, cuss at him. Let them know you mean business and you're not going to put up with their BS anymore. If you can allow them to get away with it, well, then you deserve it. Well, I don't deserve it, so I'm not going to allow them to get away with it. Not with me, anyway. And I really don't care. If I got to be the only, if I got to fight this entire goddamn country on my own, fine, so be it. I will do it. If I got to fight the entire planet by myself, so be it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fight for what is mine, what is right. I'm not going to fight for some pseudo-reality that I want to live in. I'm going to fight for the reality that is right here. And our Constitution is still a reality. I know it's sitting in a museum collecting dust. I know it's been redacted down to a couple of periods and a comma. But we still have the Constitution. I'm still going to follow it, whether my government is or not. And I'm going to fight for it every day. I'm going to remain free. I flat refuse to comply. I will not comply with this tyranny, this tyrannical government. And yeah, Mr. Bill O'Reilly, Nazism is alive and well in the United States. There's a hell of a lot more to Nazism than brown shirts and throwing Jews in ovens. Maybe since you were a history teacher, you think that you would know this stuff, Mr. O'Reilly. Maybe there's a reason why you're no longer teaching in school. Maybe you don't know the history as well as you thought you did. Jesus, God Almighty. I mean, every goddamn direction in this country. And we got to put up with it from the right, from the left, from the center. I mean, I'm just a simpleton. That's my problem. I don't understand all this crap. I am a simpleton. I require very little. And all I'm asking for is my government follow the Constitution. Now, that how is that making me extreme? How is that making me a hater? How does that make me misogynist? You're going to have to stop using that word. And Mika Dominski, just stop talking. God Almighty, please. Don't you get embarrassed when you say stupid stuff like this? How do you not get embarrassed when you say stupid things like this? I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. So the Chinese auto conglomerate, Wang Zhang, what is that, Wang Zhang Sweet Poon Tang? What the hell is that? So this Wang Zhang group, I guess that's how you pronounce it, the Wang Zhang Sweet Poon Tang group, has bought electric automaker Fisker Automotive. You remember that stupid Fisker? Supposed to be some, you know, ultimate green car that really nobody could afford. I mean, it was well over $100,000. It was kind of an ugly-looking car. Well, there was a few people that got one, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, and there was a few other celebrities that got one of these stupid cars, but it went under business. It went out of business, just like Solyndra, like all those other green companies. And guess what? This Fisker company got, what was it, like $90 billion from the stimulus package. And you're telling me that stimulus package was not criminal? How? This president, the Congress, the Democrats, stole money from the American taxpayer and gave it to their friends to open up businesses that had no intent of conducting business. And when it goes out of business, which it has had no choice but to go out of business because there was no market. It was done deliberately. And then these friends go ahead and take multi-million dollar bonus checks. How do you get a bonus for running a country into the ground? Why was nobody prosecuted for that stimulus package? And why didn't these companies have to pay the American taxpayer back? Why was the unions getting this money? What the hell did the unions do? Why would a union get any money from the government? Period. If you're going to join, if you're going to open up a union and organize a union, that money needs to be sustainable by yourself. All your members. That's how you're sustained. You don't get sustained by the American taxpayer. A goddamn union? What are you kidding me? Jesus Christ, people, wake up, man. How many more billions and trillions of dollars do they have to steal from you before you finally had enough? So the bankrupt Fisker was sold to the Wang Zhang Sweet Poon Tang Group last week for $149.2 million. The sale was approved by the bankruptcy court on Tuesday. Last year, the Energy Department's $192 million loan of Fisker was sold to the Wang Zhang Sweet Poon Tang Group for $25 million. Netting taxpayers a $139 million loss. How much of that $139 million do you think the American taxpayer are going to get back? This is the second time a green energy company that got a loan guarantee from this Obama administration that was sold off to Chinese investors, garnering criticism from conservatives that hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars have been wasted for the benefit of foreign businessmen. Of course it is. They're making deals so they can borrow more money from Japan or from China. Why would you... How is this stuff allowed to continue? Why isn't anybody in Congress? Mrs. Boehner, are you awake? Isn't this kind of stuff that the Congress has the ability to do something about this? Isn't that your job as a Speaker of the House? So when the government is overreaching and stealing money from the American taxpayer, that the Congress steps in and starts slapping toes and fingers and hands and faces? Holding people's feet to the fire? And if you have to, you got to remove them from office. And if you really need to, you got to throw them in jail. Look, we got to start holding people accountable, holding people responsible. And if it means you got to set an example and throw somebody in the can, do it. But you don't just throw your political foe into prison just because they're your political foe. That's ridiculous. There's a very fine line of people throwing people into prison. I understand that it makes it very difficult to really start throwing politicians into jail, because that's what third world countries do. They got their political foes and they become political prisoners. But when you break the law and you steal from the American taxpayer, that's criminal. If I was to do that, if I was to steal money from the government, I'm pretty sure they'd throw me in jail. That's my point. We don't need to throw people in jail just to throw them in jail. I mean, we need to go out there and prosecute the people that are committing the crimes. In 2009, Secretary Chu, you remember this knucklehead, he was a piece of work, promised the American taxpayers that a $528.7 million conditional loan for the Fisker Automotive would create or save 5,000 jobs. Now, again, I thought we got over that save or create business. I mean, what the hell does that even mean? Or saved and created. Only saved or created. What does that mean? Did you save the job or did you create the job? And how do you determine which job was created and which job was saved? I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. And 5,000 jobs? 5,000, okay, that's nice, but we need like 91.5 million more. The height of Fisker's employment barely reached over 200 employees. So it looks like they only saved or created 200 out of 5,000. That must have been the Tea Party. I mean, they had to have something to do with it. I mean, you know them. You know the Tea Party. They're racists and they're haters. They had to do this. They had to do it. They had to be responsible for this. It's the Tea Party. So Representative Marsha Blackburn, I don't know if you know who she is, but she's a Tennessee representative. I like her. She's got fire in her. She's not afraid. She's not afraid to stand up to these people. She's not afraid to speak her mind. She doesn't seem to have a problem with this so-called war on women. She's conservative as conservative can possibly be. She doesn't seem to have any war on women. Unless maybe she hates women. Maybe she was raised gender neutral. And she's actually a man. The only thing worse than these continued broken promises, Mrs. Blackburn says, and a lack of accountability from this administration, is that yet another company that received taxpayer funding will be sold to China's Wangzheng Sweet Poon Tang Group. Early last year, electric car maker, car battery maker, the A123 Systems, was sold off to the Wangzheng Sweet Poon Tang Group. A123 got $249.1 million from the Obama administration and more than $100 million in grants and tax credits from the state of Massachusetts. So they get $249 million plus $100 million in grants. But the financial troubles forced the company to file bankruptcy in October 2012. Well, with that much money, how do you go bankrupt unless you're giving that money away to all of your little friends, perhaps, in bonus checks? I mean, how do you squander $249 million and then $100 million in grants? How do you do that? $350 million, how do you squander that? Well, you could build a website. That'll take $300 million away real quick. It's already taken over $677 million to build a website, and the goddamn website isn't even completed yet. They still can't fix it. And if you're Spanish and you want to make a monthly payment, you got to pay with your female cousin. Jesus God Almighty. I mean, with all the people that speak Spanish in this country, you would think there was somebody that could translate English to Spanish. I mean, you would think. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm sure Obama's got a few people even in his cabinet that speaks both English and Spanish. Or not his cabinet, but working in his administration in some form. I'm sure there's somebody in this administration that can speak Spanish and English. Pretty sure about that one. So the A123's new Chinese owner cleverly renamed it B456, which is apparently the name of a fire extinguisher. Fisker got $529 million loan guarantee from the Obama administration in 2009 to produce a luxury hybrid car. Okay, why do you need to have a luxury hybrid car? If you want to get the masses to use this so-called electrical cars and hybrid cars, why would you make it so nobody can really afford it? I mean, $100,000 for a car? I mean, yeah, if you got $100,000 laying around, you know, blowing a car, that's fine. People don't have $100,000 just sitting around waiting to buy a car. So why would it have to be a luxury? Won't you think that you would, the intelligent person, if you're going to spend $529 million, just hand over $529 million to a company? Don't you think that you would want them to make cars that everybody could afford so they can sell more, and they can transfer from gasoline to the more electrical cars? Don't you think that would be the logical step to take? Isn't that what we're supposed to do, try to turn green? But no, they build a goddamn car that nobody can friggin' afford, and it's called karma. I mean, you want to talk about a big, fat slice of irony pie. The name of the car was the Fisker Karma. Jesus, God, I mean, it just, you can't make this stuff up. The company struggled, really? Struggled to sell cars and meet benchmarks set out by the energy department. Maybe because nobody could afford the goddamn car? And it was ugly? It didn't really work out well? So the company struggled to sell cars and meet benchmarks set out by the energy department and had its funding cut in 2011 after drawing down on $192 million. The only people who really drove the car, it gained some little bit of traction. Al Gore had one. Justin Bieber had one. Leonardo DiCaprio had one. Or Caprio. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm terrible at reading names. I get the P and the R all screwed up. I'm not trying to say his name deliberately. Caprio. Caprio. I'm not trying to be deliberately disrespectful. Not a real big fan of the guy. Sorry, I'm not. But I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the guy. There's no need for that. There's enough people in our Congress that I can be disrespectful to because they've been disrespectful not only to me but to everybody, the entire country. If I remember correctly, I think DiCaprio drove it to the Academy Awards. People weren't all that impressed, but he was impressed with it. But Fisker's backers were heavily engaged in lobbying the federal government for more green energy subsidies. Like, they don't have enough. $500 million isn't enough. They need more subsidies. No more subsidies to anybody. God almighty, I can't believe this. We got 45 minutes left. I can't believe I've been talking for an hour and 15 minutes already. It seems like five. Let's get into this story here now about this teen that was killed by this bimbo cop. The family attorney representing a 17-year-old boy who was shot and killed by a, I don't know how to pronounce this, I think it's in Georgia this is in, Uharley, I guess is how you pronounce it, the Uharley police officer, says that the boy was holding a video game controller when he was shot opening his door. Christopher Roop was shot and killed on Friday when the Uharley officer showed up at the door of his home at, well, I'm not going to give the address. We don't need to give the address. It's a mobile home park to serve a probation violation warrant for the boy's father. A female officer told the Georgia Bureau, well, it is in Georgia, told the Georgia Bureau of Investigation that Roop pointed a gun at her after he opened the door. Well, looks like it technically wasn't a real gun. Wasn't even a gun. But the family's attorney, Cole Law, imagine that, your last name is Law, and you're a lawyer, said that the boy was holding a Nintendo Wii video game controller and was about to watch a movie. It just didn't add up, Mr. Law told WSB. We don't know where that statement came from. The eyewitnesses on the scene clearly state that he had a Wii controller in his hand. He heard a knock at the door. He asked who it was. There was no response, so he opened the door, and upon opening the door, he was immediately shot in the chest. Yeah. This kind of stuff happens far too often. Now, granted, there's still a lot of more information coming out, so we can't be, you know, passing judgment. However, there's enough evidence here to support that this cop was irresponsible, was reckless, should not have been carrying a firearm, and should not have been a police officer in the first place. I don't buy these excuses. Well, I thought it was this, and the person they pointed a gun at me, and I'm a cop, so anybody points anything at me, I got to kill him. No, you're a coward, and you're ignorant. That's what you are. Not only are you ignorant, but you are a coward. You're going to blow a kid away. for opening the door with a game controller in his hand. Not only are you ignorant, but you are a coward. That makes you a coward. That does not make you brave. Shooting somebody who's unarmed, blatantly, right in the chest, point-blank range, that's not bravery. That's cowardice. Anyway, you slice it, dice it, roll it up, and smoke it. This cop should have been arrested immediately. She should still be in jail. And at least she should get negligent homicide. If not, just out-and-out goddamn murder. Neighbor Ken Yates said that he saw the female officer immediately after Roop was killed, and she was visibly distraught. Oh, really? Well, I wonder how this 17-year-old kid, I wonder how his family feels. I wonder if they're distraught. They just lost their son, lost their brother. I wonder if they're distraught. I mean, I'm just curious. This is tragic, Mr. Yates recalled. She came out of this house. She put her head in her hands and she was sobbing. Aww. Because she realized that, well, realized what? You just blew a kid away for opening up the goddamn door with a game controller in his hand? And now you have the audacity to cry? Supposedly, he opened the door with a BB gun, and in my opinion, I think he was playing a game with his neighborhood buddies. Tia Howard, another neighbor, told WSB that she also came over to the house immediately after the shooting. Howard said that she was told that there was a Wii remote in his hand, and the officer shot him. The GBI, who the case has been turned over to, has not yet released new details regarding the officer shooting of the teen pending standard autopsy and investigation procedures. Evidence is being turned over to the Cherokee Judicial Circuit District Attorney. Blah, blah, blah. Roop was taken to the Carter's Medical Center, and he died shortly thereafter. Officials did not disclose if the weapon was found at the scene. Roop was an ROTC student at Woodland High School, and his family said he planned to join the Marines. So if somebody knocks at your door, make goddamn sure that you don't have a Wii controller in your hand, or it could be a goddamn cop ready to blow you away. I mean, there's no excuse for this kind of stuff. And this is happening far too often. We talked about this last week. When the guy raises his hand, he wasn't armed. Okay, granted. Yeah, he stole a car, and they chased him on a long chase. Just because you steal a car and you're on a car chase does not give you the right to go kill the guy. Maybe there's a reason why he stole a car. Maybe there's a reason why he's running. You ever stop to think there might be an actual reason? Maybe there's some kind of whatever. But as soon as they get out, immediately they got to start shooting people because they stole a car. Being as a cop, you are not the executioner. You have to go through trial first before they can be found guilty, before they can be sentenced to death. It's not your position. It's not your job as a cop. Just because you have a badge and a gun does not give you the right just to kill anyone you feel that needs to die because they didn't comply with you. Well, let me tell you something, cops. There's reasons why people don't comply with you. Maybe if you changed your attitude a little, had a little more respect for the American people, maybe they might have a little more respect for you. Granted, there are people that are naturally not going to have any respect for you anyway. Well, the most American does. I just find that, the guy raises his arms and turns around. Was unarmed, unarmed. He was being shot with beanbags. Okay, fine. He's being shot with beanbags. He realized, okay, there's nothing I can do. Raises his hands and turns around, thinking that the officers are going to come close to him and they're going to, put him in handcuffs. But no, that didn't happen. He was shot in the back, I do believe, three times. If you're going to shoot somebody in the back, you need to have a goddamn good reason for that one. And it better be goddamn good. Well, I watched the video. There was no excuse why that man was shot the way he was shot. Okay, was he a creep? Did he deserve to go to jail? Okay, fine. But he didn't deserve to be gunned down in the street like that. And I'm pretty sure that this 17-year-old kid holding a Wii controller in his hand didn't deserve to be shot in the chest. An ROTC. ROTC student. Wanting to join the Marine Corps. Pretty sure did not deserve to die in the fashion that he died. And I really don't care about you, sweetheart. You're sobbing and you're sorry. Wee. Maybe you should have thought before you pulled your gun out and killed this kid. I mean, I'm just saying. Maybe you should have thought about the situation a little bit, just a little bit before you pulled the trigger. If you can't tell the difference between a gun, a weapon, and a game controller, you have no business carrying that firearm. You certainly don't have any business wearing a badge. You have no business being a cop. What you are right now, as far as I'm concerned, you're a convict. Rotten hell. Feds in D.C. closed 25% of the time. It's too bad they're not closed 100% of the time. They might get something done. Between snow days, official holidays, and the government shutdown, federal employees have worked a normal business day less than 75% of the time since October 1. You know, I mean, it was the Republicans who shut the government down. No, the Republicans did not shut the government down. If you still believe that, again, stay out of the conversation. You've got nothing to say. If you're that ignorant that you have no idea why the government was shut down, you have no business being involved in the conversation. The Republicans funded the government, but because the Democrats didn't get their way, they shut the government down, but they blame the Republicans. How can you blame the Republicans because the Democrats didn't get their way? Yeah, it was the Democratic Senate and the president that shut the government down. Jesus Christ. Offices have been closed in whole or in part 27 of the 105 weekdays. You mean who cares? Why is this even a story? Why are we even talking about this? Who gives a damn? I mean, why the hell is this even in here? This is crap. I'm not going to be discussing this stupid story. Good God, this is news? The Wisconsin National Guard's disgraceful photo. Let's talk about this. I don't know if you've seen this photo, but they got a flag-draped casket. They're all in front. They're doing some stupid little poses. I mean, the caption says, "We put the fun back in funeral, your fearless honor guard from various states." Granted, the casket was empty, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean anything. How do you put the fun back in a goddamn funeral? This man or this woman was killed in battle, fighting for your goddamn stupid ass. And you're gonna do this? You're the goddamn honor guard? You're part of the funeral guard? What is the matter with you people? You have no respect? You have no reverence, no regard for these men? God in heaven, even if they were military, it doesn't matter anybody. I mean, when somebody dies, there's no fun in a goddamn funeral. And I'm pretty sure this 17-year-old kid, I'm pretty sure his family's not going to have fun at his funeral. Maybe the cops might, but I'm pretty sure his family won't. What I'd like to know is I'd like to know why every single one of these people, the person who took the picture, and every one of those assholes that were posing in that picture, they should be court-martialed and they should spend some time in jail. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. You do not disrespect the American troopers, especially when they die. You don't do that. So a female guard posted this. She should be court-martialed too. And another photo of her private social media account on Instagram, about Instapuke. The account has since been shut down. Well, in another photo, she is seen holding a folded flag with the caption, "It's so damn cold out. Why have a funeral outside? Somebody's getting a jacked up flag." I mean, goddamn believable. Somebody's getting a jacked up flag because it's too cold? How about the honor guard that stays out during hurricanes and snowstorms over the unknown soldier? Think that's fun for them? I mean, the amount of disrespect right here. I mean, this is the kind of time that the president needs to come out and say something. He'll talk about Trayvon Martin. If I had a son, it looked just like Trayvon. The cops acted stupidly. Well, the cops probably did act stupidly. Maybe they both acted stupidly, as far as I'm concerned, his little college professor buddy. But why isn't the president saying something about this? I mean, these are American soldiers that are dying to fight for these creeps. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's jail time. They lose, they go down to, the court-martial, boom. Whatever rank they are, they're down now to the very lowest rank. They spend time in jail, and then they get a dishonorable discharge. Try to get a job after that, people. You don't, I mean, I'm sorry. You don't do this. I don't, it's not cute. It's not funny. What's funny about that? Trying to be lighthearted? How do you be lighthearted? It's so goddamn cold out. Why have a funeral outside? Somebody's getting a jacked up flag? Oh, the matter is being investigated. Really? I think the picture is enough investigation. The picture, look, pictures say 1,000 words. There's nothing to investigate. You know what they did. You don't need to know any more than that. They posed for a picture. They put the captions up there. The people who posted it, people who took the picture, that's the investigation. They get a court-martial. They go to jail. And they get a dishonorable discharge. That's it. Simple. Boom. Done. So the National Guard then, they posted a Facebook on Monday night, a message. "It has come to the attention of the Wisconsin National Guard that a soldier may have posted inappropriate pictures." Inappropriate? Yeah, I'd say that's inappropriate. Disrespectful. Downright goddamned evil. "Posted inappropriate pictures and comments regarding their duties as a member of a funeral honor guard. We are currently looking into the matter. Thank you." Currently looking into the matter. Well, that means that they're trying to figure out how to spin it so the proper people don't get in trouble. I mean, does anybody have any respect for anybody in this country anymore? I mean, what the hell? You think you're going to get the mainstream media to get up in arms over this? No, the mainstream media, they hate the military. Military is their enemy. Unless the military is called to, well, combat the Tea Party, because we all know how violent the Tea Party is. Even though Occupy Wall Street, I mean, they're burning flags and crapping on a burning flag, an American flag. And that's what they call mostly peaceful. That's not peaceful at all. That's not mostly peaceful. That isn't peaceful. There were people at Occupy Wall Street that were shot and killed, stabbed and killed. How many women were raped? But yet the Tea Party is not one arrest has ever happened, not even a fight. Not even an argument at a Tea Party, any Tea Party. But yet, according to Nancy Pelosi, they're all Nazis. I've been to several tea parties. I've never seen a swastika at a tea party. I've never even heard anybody even say the word Nazi at a tea party. Maybe if these people would go to a tea party once in a while, they might learn what the hell it is that they're talking about before they talk about it. But see, they don't want to. Because if they actually do go to a tea party, they're going to find out that they're wrong. And they can't have that. Oh, God damn. A liberal can't find out that they're wrong. That's racist. That's discriminatory if you call out a Democrat and you prove they're wrong. Oh, you can't have that. I'd love to see a Democrat go to a tea party and then come back and tell the American people just how racist and homophobic and misogynist and disgraceful and violent. There is no violence at a tea party. And yeah, Roseanne Barr, you're an idiot. The Koch brothers, not the Koch brothers. Maybe if you learned how to read, maybe if you went to school and learned how to goddamn read, K-O-C-H is pronounced Coke. Kind of like that white powder you stuff up your frickin' nose. Probably melted your goddamn brain of whatever you had of it. You're an idiot. Brothers are not. There is nobody funding the Tea Party. There are several Tea Party organizations, and they're funded by their own people. There is no one-centered Tea Party. And if anybody tells you that they are the one main center Tea Party, they're lying to you. Tea Parties are grassroots. They're all over in every state. These are just people that are getting together that just simply cannot stand the government's overreach of power. They want their freedom back. There's nothing wrong with wanting freedom. But see, liberals don't understand that. They only want the freedom that they want. Whatever freedom it is, I don't know. I've never been able to figure these people out because they don't figure, they can't figure themselves out. Their minds change on a given, whatever's going to best fit them, whatever narrative is going to best fit them, they're going to change their mind like that. You can't keep up with these people. They're arbitrary and baseless. So the former U.S. Congressman Melvin J. Reynolds, arrested in Zimbabwe. He's a horny little hinchmeyer is what he is. Former U.S. Representative Melvin J. Reynolds, a once rising star in the Democratic Party, who was resigned from his seat after he was convicted of statutory rape, has been arrested in Zimbabwe now on the suspicion of possessing pornography as well as an immigration offense. An immigration official told the Associated Press that the 62-year-old, like, that's important, we need to know his age. We can't progress this goddamn story without knowing this man's age. That's important. We need to know his age. If we don't have that age, boy, this whole story, none of this story makes any sense. Have that age there. That's important. Is that the only thing they teach you goddamn reporters is just get the fucking age? How about getting the goddamn story? Stop giving me all this crap. I'm sick of it. Jesus Christ, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. You got to pick and choose. To try to find some of the meat? Just get to the point. The Herald, a state-run newspaper in Zimbabwe, reported that Reynolds was arrested on Monday at a hotel after he brought several Zimbabwean models and other women to his hotel and took photos and videos. I guess you can't do that in Zimbabwe. As Reynolds was being escorted to a government vehicle, he demanded that the officials give him his mobile phone and laptop computer, I guess so he could, you know, look up more dirty pictures. Reynolds complained that he was not expecting such treatment when he had brought investors to the country. Well, bringing investors to the country and bringing, well, I guess, hookers and taking naked videos of them. Guess it's illegal in Zimbabwe. He said that he had been to Zimbabwe 17 times and had called for a U.S. sanctions to be dropped against President Robert Mugabe. Or Mugabe. Reynolds has also accumulated hotel bills worth of $24,500, which he hasn't paid yet. Well, they don't have to. They're Democrats. Come on. Hillary Clinton still has millions of dollars in debt from her last campaign. And that's probably the only reason why she's really running for in 2016, because she has to pay that money back. But see, Democrats don't have to pay their money back. They never do. They're con artists. They're thieves. They're not going to pay any money back. You owe that money to them because they're a Democrat. They deserve that money. They can spend that money more wisely than you can. Maybe your money, you may have earned it, but they know how to spend it better than you. And they deserve that money because, well, they're special. Hillary Clinton was manufactured in the media, which makes her special. And according to Mika Dominski, I mean, there's nobody better than Hillary Clinton. And if you say anything about Hillary Clinton, you call her out for being the liar, the cheat, the thief, the murderer that she is. Well, that makes you a misogynist. Why? Just because she's a woman? Her husband's a creep, too. Does that mean I hate men? I hate creeps. That's who I hate. I hate creeps. I hate thieves. I hate con artists. That's who I hate. Don't you ever call me a misogynist or a hater again, Brzezinski. You liberals need to start. You need to start thinking before you speak. All this crap is going to add up, man. I'm telling you. You can only push people so far and for so long, and when they rise up, that's when things get ugly. But let me tell you something. Things are starting to look fugly real quick. Mika Dominski, keep it up. I'm going to enjoy watching you fall. I'm going to enjoy watching you crumble. Melt. I'm going to enjoy it. And it's coming soon. All of you liberals, you're going to go down. It's coming. Keep it up. Keep it up. American people have had enough. They're not putting up with it anymore. You're losing people. You're losing ground. You're losing your base. That's why they're bringing over all these illegal aliens. They need a bigger base because they're losing their base. They're also hoping that these illegal aliens are going to sign up for Obamacare because they need people to sign up. But the problem is they're bringing people over that have no money. So they're going to have to get government subsidies, which means that you, the taxpayer, are going to have to, well, divvy up more taxes. I mean, this is their logic. They just don't think. As long as it works out for them and it makes it look like they're really fighting for that middle class. Really, what have you been doing for the middle class? You've had five and a half years now, Mr. Obama, with this middle class business. What have you done to the middle class? What have you done for the middle class? Huh? How many of those people in the middle class did you take out of the middle class and put into the lower class? We know a few of your friends went from the middle class to the upper class, but they're your friends. How many people went from the lower class into the middle class? Huh? Can you think of anybody? I can't. The numbers certainly don't show it. Certainly shows that the middle class has shrunk. And the lower class has, well, it's risen. But see, that's all Bush's fault. And it's all the Tea Party. And it's Fox News. Because Fox News, according to Rahm Emanuel's doctor brother, Zeke Emanuel, who speaks with kind of dirty, but I'll save it for the bar. But he does speak with a lisp, a certain kind of lisp. a blank sucker lisp, if you know what I'm talking about. But that's all right. We don't need to go there. He's an idiot. If you act like an idiot, I don't care how intelligent you are. I don't care how many pieces of paper you have your stupid name on that says you got a PhD and you've got a this HD and a this and a that and an MD and a this and a that. That's not intelligence. If you act like an idiot, you're an idiot. It's just the way it is. And anybody who could possibly say on live television in front of the American people that Fox News single-handedly underfunded care is why it's failing. I'm looking through the Constitution. I know it's been redacted a lot, but I've looked at every page. I've read it, I don't know how many times. I just can't find anything in here that says Fox News has the ability to fund or underfund any piece of legislation. I can't find it anywhere. I mean, if somebody knows where it is in the Constitution, I mean, give us a call here, because I'd like to know. I mean, Zeke Emanuel, I mean, look, the guy's a doctor. He's got to be smart. And he's a Democrat, so you know he's intelligent. And you know he's right. He's not going to lie. He's a Democrat. So if he says that Fox News underfunded Obamacare, well, Fox News has to be in this Constitution. I mean, I'm looking here, I'm looking at, all of Article 1. I just don't see anything on here that gives Fox News the ability to do that, but, it must be. That Fox News, well, they're part of the Tea Party and the Koch brothers, which most people don't even know who the Koch brothers are, including me. I don't care who the Koch brothers are. Koch brothers do not, they don't have any bearing in my life whatsoever. So what did they give their money to, what they want to give their money to? How about George Soros there, Roseanne Barr? I didn't hear you complain about George Soros. Which, how do you think Barack Obama got elected president? It was because of George Soros. He gave a hell of a lot more money than the Koch brothers gave to anybody. So I don't want to sit here and listen to this, Roseanne Barr. I mean, just what a stupid, stupid woman. I mean, she's up there now. She's up there with the Mika Brzezinskis, the Nancy Pelosi's, all of them. Jesus, God almighty. I mean, it just doesn't stop. But you can't say anything to them because that makes you a hater, because you called somebody out for lying and talking about something that they have absolutely no idea what the hell they're talking about and can never back up anything that they say. You want to really confuse a liberal? When they tell you something, say, okay, prove it. Watch them spin. Oh, my God. They'll spin like the goddamn Tasmanian devil. Do you think you'll ever get that proof? No. But you'll be the hater, and you'll be the racist and the homophobe when it's all said and done. But they still will never be able to give you the proof. And again, nobody knows what Hillary Clinton has done. What did she do as Secretary of State? Well, Benghazi blew up. The Middle East blew up. South America blew up. But yeah, she needs to run for president. She's only running because she owes too much money, and she needs to pay that money back. So she's hoping that if she gets into another campaign, that people will give money, she'll be able to pay that money back and then use the other money. See, this is their thinking. She's not going to make it. She's going to get further and further in a hole. And I hope she does. She deserves it. She's going to have to pay that money out of her own pocket. As far as I'm concerned, I'd like to see this woman go bankrupt. Maybe she'll finally go away. But she won't be bankrupt for long. She'll write some stupid book, and you know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to read it and buy it. That Mika Dominski, she'll buy 1,000 copies of that book. I mean, how do these people sleep with themselves at night? I just don't know. How can you be that stupid and not be embarrassed? My God, if I was one-tenth as stupid as that Mika Brzezinski, I would never show my face in public. Jesus Christ, these people. They just don't stop. All right, we don't need to know anymore about this stupid Reynolds getting arrested in Zimbabwe. First of all, he hasn't been in office since like the 90s. I think he was in like the mid-90s or something. I kind of remember this guy. But anyway, He's arrested in Zimbabwe. What was he doing in Zimbabwe? I don't know. I don't really care. But he was convicted in 95 of 12 counts of statutory rape. 12. Is that 12 different young girls? Or were they boys? Obstruction of justice and solicitation of child pornography. Why is that son of a bitch not in jail? Why was he let out of... Did he spend any time in jail? Oh, looks like it. In prison, he was also convicted of bank and campaign fraud. Oh, now I know why he's no longer in jail. President Bill Clinton commuted him in 2001. It gave him a pardon. Now I remember this. Now I remember when Clinton left, he gave all these people all these pardons. And he gave some, you know, look, I don't mind giving presidents giving people pardons, but the pardons have to be, I mean, you know, you need to have a good reason for giving somebody a pardon. Just because they're your friends, just because they're this. Why would you give a pardon, Mr. Clinton, to a man with 12 counts of statutory rape? How can you give a pardon to a man who's soliciting child pornography? Look, I'm sorry, child pornography, you go to jail for life. That's it. You get thrown in a cage. There is no key. The door is welded shut, and you remain in there until, well, you finally just die. You do not commute somebody's sentence and get them out of jail for 12 counts of statutory rape and child pornography, obstruction of justice, and campaign fraud. Okay, fine, bank fraud and campaign fraud, blah, 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 blah. But the child pornography and statutory rape charges, No. You don't commute that. You don't commute those sentences. But you think Bill Clinton cares? No. What does he care? The media never really had a heart attack over it. Talk radio did, I remember. Conservatives had a problem with it. But the Democrats, it's not a big deal. Come on. Come on, so what, child pornography, it's not a big deal. Really? How about these little girls and little boys that are raped by grown men? Do you really think that doesn't affect them? So it's really not that big of a deal? How would you have liked it to be sexually molested, Mr. Clinton? Do you think your perpetrator, if you were molested as a child, do you think your perpetrator getting off by a president like somebody like you? You say, I wonder how that makes them feel. I want to know how these victims feel. I'd like to know, really, how all of this Reynolds victims, I want to know how they feel that he got off. Well, I hope the Zimbabwe Justice Department throws a goddamn book at this bastard. Hope they keep him locked up in there forever. Creeps like this, I'm sorry, have no business being in society. There are certain things that I can forgive. Child pornography, can't do it. Can't do it. Certain cases of statutory rape, I can, because look, if you get fooled, you're 18, 19 years old, and you're having sex with a 17-year-old girl, I mean, you get thrown in jail. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You got to look at the intent. Now, if a grown man is having sex with somebody, a young girl or a young boy, come on. They need to be held accountable for that. And you don't get your sentence commuted, especially by a con artist like Bill Clinton. What a creep. We really need the Clintons back into the White House? No, we need this White House. We need this White House to have. We need people in that White House that are going to respect it. Number one, we need people in the White House that, first of all, that respect themselves. You can't respect the White House. You can't respect your position. You can't respect your job if you can't respect yourself. Obviously, Obama doesn't respect himself. Maybe he doesn't like himself. I don't know. Bill Clinton, I don't know whether he likes himself or not. He doesn't seem to have it. He didn't seem to have a lot of respect for the Oval Office. I'm sorry, he didn't. It's Washington, D.C., not Hollywood, D.C. But to a liberal, no. It's fun time. They're the president. Now they got all this free time. They can do whatever they want. They can golf, throw these lavish parties, go on all these lavish vacations while the masses eat cake. There needs to be a lot of turnover in 2014. If we're gonna look, if this country's gonna have any chance at succeeding, any chance of getting back on track, 2014, November in 2014, needs to be a day of doom for a lot of people. And just in case you missed it, here again are the 28 Republicans who desperately need to lose their job in 2014. These are just the Republicans. If you're a Democrat, you deserve to lose your job immediately, period. But these are the 28 Republicans who need to lose their job. John Boehner from Ohio, fired. Ken Calvert from California, fired. Dave Camp, Michigan, fired. Eric Cantor, Virginia, fired. Howard Coble from North Carolina, fired. Chris Collins from New York, fired. Charles Dent, Pennsylvania, fired. Michael Fitzpatrick, Pennsylvania, fired. Michael Grimm, New York, fired. Richard Hanna, New York, fired. Doc Hastings, Washington, my home state, fired. And that backstabbing son of a bitch, Daryl Issa from California, fired. Fraud, worm, piece of crap, Peter King from New York, fired. Kevin McCarthy from California, fired. Buck McKeon, California, fired. Patrick Meehan, Pennsylvania, fired. Gary Miller from California, fired. Devin Nunez, California, fired. David Reichert, Washington, my home state, fired. Hal Rogers from Kentucky, fired. Peter Roskam, Illinois, fired. Ed Royce, California, fired. John Runyon, New Jersey, fired. John Schmiskus, what the hell? Shimkus? Whatever. John Shimkus, Illinois, fired. Chris Smith, New Jersey, fired. David Belato, California, fired. And Frank Wolf from Virginia, fired. Every single one of you, you deserve to lose your job. Every damn one of you. Every damn one of you. Mrs. Boehner, look, you're the Speaker of the House. You've got a responsibility. I know. It is a big responsibility. Responsibility, I understand that. But you knew that responsibility when you took that gavel. You're going to have to get out of the tanning booth, put out your cigarettes, and wipe your little tears, sweetheart. And you're going to have to get off that goddamn couch and go to work. But you're not. You refuse to do it. That's why you're fired. All right, that's about it that we have here today. Got a few more things that we could have covered today, but we got to turn this ship around and head back to port. So we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody.